It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we find out about some of the incredible images that NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory has given us.
First, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark announced over the weekend that he had withdrawn his name for a job as Assistant Secretary in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In reaction, some Milwaukee leaders have said the sheriff should resign.
Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley urged Sheriff Clark to submit his resignation. The sheriff responded by calling Abley a little mouse. And Wisconsin State Senator Lena Taylor, a Democrat from Milwaukee, sent out a press release saying Sheriff Clark should withdraw from public service.
I talked to Daniel Bice yesterday about this story. He's the watchdog columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, was this seen as surprising news that Sheriff Clark had withdrawn his name for this position?
I think the whole situation was just incredibly bizarre because you had the person supposedly being appointed to a position making the announcement. Usually it's the president or the Trump administration that would announce this. And, you know, he did that on May 17th, and we went a month without hearing anything else. And Clark did not submit his letter of resignation. And so we didn't know what to do, so we did a story on Friday saying what's the deal, and that triggered the whole, you know, the following events in which Sheriff Clark admitted that he had withdrawn from consideration for this position.
He admitted. Do we know when he actually withdrew himself from consideration?
According to a statement from his advisor, Craig Peterson, he withdrew from consideration a week ago Friday, and then he met with Reince Priebus, the chief of staff to Trump, and with Trump on Tuesday, because Trump was here in Milwaukee for a fundraiser for Scott Walker at the Hyatt Hotel. And we wrote that the sheriff was seen at the event trying desperately to get hold of Reince Priebus or the president, and we didn't know exactly why, but there seemed to be something going on.
Do we know why he withdrew?
First of all, so we don't know if there was a finalized job offer. The Washington Post today just published a letter in which he is tentatively selected for a position at the Department of Homeland Security. I've written that there was a background check done for him. There were calls that the administration was making in the month of May. But all we know is there's a tentative appointment, but the position still had to be approved by the Office of Personnel Management. It would have been a position. His team was referring to it as a law enforcement liaison position. He would be reaching out to cops around the country and other law enforcement agencies, and he would attend funerals for cops shot in the line of action. And he would speak out on matters related to, say, Black Lives Matter. So a lot of the stuff that he's currently doing now, but he would have done it for the Trump administration.
And the Department of Homeland Security never publicly announced a job offer or apparently acknowledged the existence of this job offer. Is that right?
That's right. And they put out a statement over the weekend saying he's no longer under consideration for any job. But, yeah, over the last month, they repeatedly said, We have no announcement to make referring to this, you know, in connection with this position. So it was sort of a bizarre thing. Clearly he got the cart in front of the horse. He made the announcement before the Trump administration was ready to do it. Maybe he was just so confident that he was going to get it. Because you might remember late last year, he interviewed with Trump personally at Trump Tower to be the head of Homeland Security. So maybe he just assumed, given his connections with the Trump administration, that he was going to get the job.
We're talking to Dan Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Sheriff Clark, Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, withdrawing his name from consideration for a job at the Department of Homeland Security. Dan, there were a lot of obstacles and roadblocks. What kind of stories from Sheriff Clark's term here in Milwaukee were getting play at the national level as people were watching to see it, raising concerns about him getting a job there?
Right. There's a lot of attention and focus on the deaths at the jail. He oversees the Milwaukee County Jail, and last year there were four individuals three inmates and a newborn baby who died at the jail under his watch. These things happened while he was running around the country and acting as a surrogate for Donald Trump as a Republican candidate. And, you know, so there was a lot of attention on that. And then there was an inquest jury that heard evidence related to one of the deaths. And that jury has recommended criminal charges against seven of his staffers. So that got a lot of attention. CNN did a story suggesting and accusing Sheriff Clark of plagiarizing his master's thesis. He's pushed back and said that he just didn't put quote marks on some of the statements that he took from other writers. But it was a case where he used words by other writers but didn't properly attribute them to the other individual. So, I mean, those were probably two of the bigger stories that were circulating nationally.
And I also saw in the national press the strange airport story where he had had an encounter with another traveler.
I've written a lot about that. There was a guy back in January on the same day that the Packers are playing against the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. Sheriff Clark was on a plane. He's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, which is obviously unusual for people in Milwaukee or even Wisconsin. And he's wearing his hat for the Cowboys and his shirt. And a guy, a 23-year-old from Milwaukee, is getting on the plane, sees him, and he expects to see the sheriff wearing his regular Stetson hat, which he wears all over the place. But instead, he's in a Cowboys regalia, and Dan Black says to the sheriff, "Are you Sheriff Clark?" And the sheriff says, "Yes." And there's a bit of an exchange. And when this guy got off the plane, six deputies are there waiting for him. He's questioned for a while and then finally let go. And I got some of the text messages between Sheriff Clark and his staff, in which Sheriff Clark basically tells his staff to hassle this guy and to ask him why he said anything to the sheriff and to find out why he was so disrespectful. That guy has sued Sheriff Clark and the county for various violations. He says that he was improperly held and so forth. So, yeah, those are the three stories that are getting all the attention.
Now, Sheriff Clark, no longer under consideration for this Homeland Security post. What's been the local reaction in the Milwaukee area?
You know, it's funny. As his image nationally has risen and he's become much more prominent nationally, his position locally, he's taken a number of hits, and people did not like it that he spent so much time on the road last year campaigning. And the reaction locally has been some people are not surprised because, you know, Sheriff Clark admits he's a very bold and incendiary. He likes making incendiary comments and so forth. So the fact that he got out in front of this job offer, I think it's surprising to some, but then to others, they're like, you know, this is Sheriff Clark. Stuff like that happens. The question is obviously what happens now. And, you know, in his statement explaining what's going on, he said that he is considering several offers, including ones in government and outside of government. But then he put out a statement last night saying that he's going to be sheriff until at least January 2019. So it looks like we might have him for a while still.
And when's the next election? That's a ways off, right?
It is. It's in August. The primary for his position is August of 2018. But there's already one candidate in the running. There's a judge here who has said he will be running. And then Sheriff Clark's number two has said that he was going to apply for the sheriff's position, assuming that Sheriff Clark took the job in D.C. Now that that's no longer on the table, we'll have to see how it shakes out and who exactly is going to get into the race.
Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me.
That was Daniel Bice, watchdog columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark's withdrawal of his name from a U.S. Department of Homeland Security position.